Cool. All right. So I'm sitting here with Chris and Aiden, just doing a quick interview on updates to Working Mouse's local AI plan. So since we first announced our hypothesis on this, we've ordered two Macs. We've ordered a Mac Mini and also a Mac Studio. The Mac Mini arrived on Tuesday morning and we started experimenting, setting up some local models. So what have you guys done since the Mac Mini arrived, and what also other changes have happened in the environment outside of that?
So since the Mac Mini arrived, I basically did my usual workflow setting up local models, which was either downloading LM Studio and using that to load them in, running OpenWeb UI on top of that. Did run into some issues with LM Studio and having multiple users concurrently message the same models, but managed to solve that by switching to a different server provider, which was Olama, and was able to figure out a environment variable command that allowed me to set a number of users that can access the same model at the same time. The Mac Mini is only a 32 gigabyte unified memory Mac Mini, so has about 21 gigabytes allocated for VRAM, which is how you load the local models. That actually allowed us to get up to 5 different concurrent inferences happening at the same time with relatively good speed for the price point. Yeah.
Cool. And has there been any other changes in the general AI environment in the last week or two that have impacted this?
It's a constantly evolving space, but OpenAI recently released open weights models, one that was 120 billion parameters, another one that was 20 billion. We're actually able to get the 20 billion parameter model loaded and running on the Mac Mini flawlessly.
Yeah. Cool. So the open weights models enable for not retraining, but more configuration of the model. Is that correct?
You can actually fine-tune them if you like. So they are optimized in a way that you can target the MOE, the mixture of expert weights. So without completely screwing up the underlying pre-training, you're able to sort of inject your own stuff into those MOEs.
So what does that mean, that you can apply it to your specific domain? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. You'll be able to, if you have a domain-specific data set, the beauty of the way they do the MOEs is you actually don't need as large a pre-training data, or sorry, not pre-training, fine-tuning data set as you'd expect. You could get away with something with, 1,000 well-curated data points for fine-tuning.
Yeah. Cool. Anything to add, Chris?
OpenWeb UI has been really easy to set up.
Yeah.
And run on top of this, and it gives us a heap of power to enable anybody to access all of these models that we've deployed into the Mac Mini. So the Mac Mini load in the correct size models will allow us to very effectively service a small team and run it quite well, which also means we can set it up. Because it's a closed system, we can set it up to access company data and be confident that those models aren't sharing that data back to anybody else, or that data that's being loaded into those models isn't going anywhere outside the network where this server is running. It gives us a really easy way to deploy a fantastic interface for working with these models, as well as using some more advanced features like web search or RAG, which is retrieval augmented generation, which is what's used for allowing the models to very effectively search and retrieve information on your own documents and files.
Yeah, cool. So what you're saying is we've successfully validated the hypothesis that up to 5 people can concurrently use the Mac Mini at a high level of speed on an organization's custom model and knowledge, and also that those searches aren't getting shared with anyone outside the organization nor used for training.
That's correct.
Cool. Well done, guys. Thank you.
No worries.